Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day, new hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
Everyone, welcome to Here's to Your Health with me, Dr. Doris Motan Sproul. Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. Good people doing some good things over here on Blog Talk Radio. I am so excited to have you with me this evening. I hope that everyone has had an awesome day today. I have really had a fantastic day today. And I hope you have too. I just want to remind you guys about next week, April Renee. She's going to come back, April Renee, the vaccine expert. She's with VIC, the Vaccination Information Coalition, and she's going to be back. We had such a wonderful response to her being on the show. And I've had people say that, you know, they heard she was on and they didn't get a chance to be on. And they were asking when she's going to come back. And so I want to let you know now, She's going to be back on next Tuesday. So invite someone on, especially those that have little children, kids that it's time to have vaccinations. You know, it's time going back to school. So they're pushing the vaccinations. You guys know that. In fact, I heard a commercial today. They're having some big to-do in Detroit. It's a back-to-school promotion, and they're, hey, you can get your vaccinations right there. So I just want to encourage you all to educate before you vaccinate, okay? That's all I'm encouraging you to do. Just educate before you vaccinate, because we have to know what's going on. We have to be abreast of what's going on in the world so that we will know how to take control of our health, how we're to do what we have to do for us. We can't put our lives in the hands of somebody else. We have to definitely, you know what's going on. So I encourage you next Tuesday to tune in as April Renee comes back and gives us some accurate and thorough information on vaccines. You know, it was so funny. I was sharing with a person today. She was talking about how awesome it is for Dr. Oz to promote so much good information, holistic information. And I say, yeah, it is. It's good. It's making people more aware. I say, but you know what? We also have to know that Dr. Oz is a medical doctor. I heard today as he was pushing, you know, he plugged a few good things about how to do this and how to do that, and then he made mention to say this is why he advised his patients to get that flu shot. If you have any kind of, if your lungs or your breathing capacity is compromised in any kind of way, you need to have that flu shot. And I said, well, you know, you can't really be surprised, because after all, Dr. Oz is a medical doctor. So, yeah, he's going to suggest getting that flu shot. But we know that there's other alternatives. You know, there's other ways to build the immune system and keep the immune system strong without using medicine, okay, to do it. There's all sorts of things that have been here since creation. You know, God knew everything that we needed. He put it here on planet Earth. I tell people, use more of God's medicine from his pharmacy, from his pharmacy, as opposed to man's pharmacy. Okay? Is that to say that I'm against doctors? Absolutely, positively not. That is not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that we should not be running to the doctor when we have a cold or when we have a flu virus or to get the flu vaccine, things of that nature. There are situations, times when you need a doctor. If you're in an accident and the ambulance come and they ask you, where do you want to be taken, don't tell them to bring you to me. You go to the hospital, and then we'll take it from there. But, you know, we're beginning to use, well, not beginning, but we're so cavalier with the way we use medicine. And let's face it, medicine is toxic. It is toxic to our bodies. It's foreign to our bodies. So we just have to know that. And we can use food and herbs and good water and exercise. I saw a report the other day that says we are the laziest nation there is. We don't want to exercise. We don't want to move. We want to just go to work, come home, and lay on the couch and use the remote control to turn the channels. And even our young people, you can tell by the rate of obesity and diabetes that's running rampant in our young people, that we have got to make a change. We have got to do something to make a change in our lifestyle so that ultimately it will be reflected in our health. So that being said, let's get it down to some good stuff today. Today I wanna kick it off by talking about, let me tell you first of all, I am not a medical doctor. I am not an MD. I'm a naturopathic doctor. And all that means is that I use natural modalities such as prayer and herbs and whole foods and good water and exercise rather than synthetic drugs to help improve the body's intrinsic ability to heal and maintain itself. Because it will. It'll heal and maintain itself. All we have to do is give it what it needs to do in order for it to do it. And it does it quite adequately. So that's that, okay? I never tell you to start any kind of health protocol or anything without checking with your own personal physician, whoever that may be. That's my disclaimer. I am not here to suggest anything to help heal any illness or symptom or anything like that. This show is for educational purposes. This is to make you aware of different holistic modalities out there so you can choose. You can make a accurate and thorough decision for yourself. You know, not for me to tell you what to do. This is to just give you some ideas of what's going on out there so you can make an intelligent decision for yourself as to what it is you want to do concerning your health. Okay? Okay. Tonight I want to talk about improving the immunity of our children. You know, there's so many things going on with our kids. It's really sad to see some of the things that's going on with our children. And we have got to become more conscientious as to our children's overall immunity and improving their immunity. And there are so many natural ways to keep our children well, and we want to do that. One thing I would totally suggest is teach your children how to wash their hands. I'm not talking about run up to old little sanitizer bottles and use the hand sanitizers. No. Teach them good hygiene, how to wash their hands after they use the bathroom. You'd be surprised how many adults don't wash their hands after they go to the bathroom. Have you ever been in a restaurant and you're in a stall and you go in, you're the only one in, and then someone else comes in and they leave out. You never hear the water run or anything. Has that ever happened to you? It's happened to me. And I hurry up and hightail it and wash my hands and hurry up and try to get out to see who was it. Is it somebody in the kitchen? You know, just who is it that just came in the bathroom, used the bathroom, flushed the toilet, and left? Teach our children how to take time and wash their hands and to wait until the water is nice and warm and lather up and wash your hands. It be very precise in letting them know just how important this is to their overall health and to keep them well so they won't be sick, okay? So just make that number one, good hygiene. You know, a lot of kids, you see kids now and they're in school and they sneeze and they rub their nose on their hands and rub it on their pants or their clothes, and they're going about their business. We got to teach our kids better hygiene. And things like that, you know, we don't expect the teachers to teach our children that. That's something we teach them at home. You know, some things just are taught at home. It's emphasized in school, of course, but it's something that's taught at home or should be taught at home. So I just want to talk about some natural ways to help keep our children well. And, you know, because let's face it, it's back to school time for a lot of parents, for a lot of children. And that just signals the start of what? Cold. Cold season. One kid get it, they sneeze, pass it on to somebody else, another kid get it, and then next thing you know, it's coming home. So we want to be very attentive to the fact that these things are going to happen, but they can let happen less frequent with us, with our children, if we just teach them, okay? Each one, reach one, and teach one. So now there's a doctor, his name is Dr. Lawrence Rosen, and he's a holistic pediatrician, and he practices in New Jersey. And he's also the chair of the American Academy of Pediatrics section on complementary and integrated medicine. And he's given a lot of very, very good suggestions that I wholeheartedly embrace concerning keeping our children well. And there's a strategy. There's a strategy to keeping your child healthy and to help bolster their immune system throughout the entire year. The first thing is stress. In fact, stress is probably the biggest challenge to our children's immune system. And I agree with Dr. Rosen when he says this. Stress plays a role in the immune health because it literally impacts us on a cellular level. It's not just, you know, oh, okay, you're just stressed out. Oh, poor baby. It impacts us on a cellular level. In fact, studies repeatedly show that kids get sick more frequently when they're stressed out. So parents, pay attention. Talk to your children about things that's going on in school, things that's going on with, do you know that it is a stressful thing to be going back to school? Remember when you were young and you were going back to school, the main stress I encountered when I went from grade school to junior high, and then from junior high to high school, I remember times I couldn't sleep. I had dreams of not being able to find my class. I don't know if that's happened to anybody else. Excuse me, but I had dreams of, especially going to from grade school to junior high, because you know that's the time when you start changing classes, and you worried about getting to class on time and all of these things, and that's stressful. So just talk to your children. How was your day today? Anything happen exciting? A lot of times my kids would come home and I'd say, how was your day today? And they'd say, oh, it was good. I said, anything, what happened? Anything happened? What did you learn today? Nothing. You know, but as we began to talk and a good place to engage in an awesome dialogue is in the kitchen. I would always ask them to help me finish dinner or set the table or get the silverware out. And they get so involved in what they're doing until this is the time you can ask questions. And they're so engaged in doing whatever it is they're doing until they will, you know, come forth and release little tidbits of information that will allow you to gauge exactly what's going on with them. Because school is stressful. So, you know, you have to give your kids downtime. It's very important that they have downtime, especially for those of you that are heavily scheduled. You know, the kids are going to this activity, this sports thing, that sports thing, any kind of after-school tutoring, anything like this. You know, don't schedule every minute of their time. In fact, if you are one of those compulsive schedulers, schedule some quiet time. Schedule some time just to be quiet, just to relax, just to do nothing. Just some quiet time. Sleep. Sleep is very important to the immune system health. It's very important. Most children need about 8 hours of sleep every day. And you know what? Teenagers need much more than 10 hours. In fact, they need about 10 hours. So it's just, you have to know. A lot of times your child is not, if your child is not sleeping, pay attention to these things. You know, when you go to sleep at night, if you wake up in the middle of the night and the TV is on in the room, find out what's going on. Our children are going through so many things nowadays. I'm telling you, it's nothing like what the biggest concern when I was in school was what I was going to wear, actually shoes and with this skirt. That was my biggest, you know what I'm saying? These kids now are so laden with stressful things. There's all kinds of situations going on in the schools as far as bullying and all this type of thing. So we want to engage in conversation with our children. My kids used to love to talk when we would go on car trips, just riding in the car. Oh, that was a time to really get them to open up, you know. So just there's all kinds of ways. Be creative. At the farmer's market, you know, things like that. It's just all kinds of ways to engage your children in conversation as to what's going on with them. So it's just so very important that they get the needed rest that they have to have. Don't allow them to stay up watching television. Do not allow this to happen. Make them go to bed and have a set time every night. You know, that, okay, 7:30, 8 o'clock, bedtime, 9 o'clock, whatever time it is, and start preparing for that time every night until they're at the point where they say, well, you know, it's time, as they get older, you know, it's bedtime. It's time to go to bed. So it's just a good habit to get into. And like I said, teenagers need as much as 10 hours of sleep. The next thing in improving the immunity of our children is eating right. It's so very important, parents, that you eliminate the sugar from your child's diet. This is a huge step toward building better health and building a stronger immune system. Did you know that in California there's a university by the name of Loma Linda University, and they published a study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, and this study shows that eating or drinking 8 tablespoons of sugar, which is about the amount in 2 12-ounce soft drinks. Yeah, I know when I said eating 8 tablespoons, you thought, oh, who in the world going? Yeah, 2 12-ounce soft drinks contain about 8 tablespoons of sugar. Now, this reduces the ability of the white blood cells to fight off infection by 40%. Isn't that something? It lowers the immune system for up to 5 hours. 8 tablespoons of sugar, 2 12-ounce soft drinks. Some kids drink triple that in a day. And they're drinking this caffeine, ladled sugar drink, such as the Mountain Dew and others, but that's a biggie. That one right there is a biggie. Okay, it also blocks the absorption of vitamin C, and you know vitamin C plays a vital role in the immune function. It blocks it. It makes cells more permeable to the influx of bacteria and viruses, and we know that there's so many viruses and bacteria going around, especially among the young people. You know, we want to have our children prepared. We want to send them out with their little guns loaded, the little immune systems up to par. So cut out the sugar. And that's just in 2 12-ounce soft drinks. Now imagine all the other sugar they get during the day. The honey buns, the candy, things of that nature. Imagine all of that. So you can see how their immune system takes a hit, okay? There's a website called realmoms.com, and the young lady that has that website, her name is Tracy Brenner, and she's a registered dietitian. She's a holistic health counselor, and she's the co-founder of realmoms.com. And she offers a lot of tips on how to get your children enthusiastic about healthy eating. And some of the tips she gave was ask your child to help prepare the food and set the table with tasks appropriate for their age. You see what I'm saying? If it's the little ones, the little bitty ones, you know, maybe you can just have them fold the napkins and put the napkins there with the silverware, you know. Maybe you can hand them a dish or two and let them place it on the table or put the glasses on the table, something like that. But make it age appropriate. Cut vegetables into small pieces and hide them in their favorite food. Example, add zucchini and broccoli to spaghetti sauce. If you cut it up, if it's good enough, they don't even question it. You know, sometimes they'll look and say, oh, this is good. You know, we have to be creative. Let them grow a garden, and the little ones especially love this. Let them grow a garden in containers, and let them watch their food grow. And as the food grows, use the food, eat the food. That is, it is so exciting to them to see. My granddaughter, when she came up last year, we grew tomatoes, and it was so exciting for her to go out every day and see those tomatoes. One day it had nothing on it, and it was growing straight up. Then the next day it had one little tomato bud, then another one, and then another, and then they start getting big. I mean, she had, it was just a thrill for her to, Granny, it's got four on it now, and they, one is big, one. You know, so let them, engage them in growing their food. Take them to the farmer's market to help pick out meal ingredients. And this is an awesome way to teach them just how their food is prepared. It's one thing to come home to prepare dinner, set everything out, everybody come and eat, and that's it. Engage them in just how their food is grown, prepared, you know, where does it come from? It's really exciting. And it's teaching them, because one day they're going to be on their own. They're going to be out on their own. They're going to be preparing their own food. Don't you want to know that when your child is preparing their own food, they're preparing healthy, nutritious meals? It makes a whole world of difference. So those are just some tips. That, you know, exercise. Make sure your child get exercise daily, because it's a key component to any health regimen. You can do all the other things. You can drink ample water, eat like you're supposed to, stay away from the sugar, all the get proper rest. But if you're not exercising, then you're defeating the purpose. Exercising is so very important. And outdoor exercise is beneficial because it exposes our kids to the sun. And this way, it helps them to manufacture the vitamin D that's essential for strong immune system. It's just awesome. When we were young, most of our days were spent outside, playing outside. Kids rarely have a chance to go outside and play, and it's so important that they do. And it's something they have to be taught. Put down, you know what, I am just not with all these handheld games, sitting in front of the television, playing all these games. I'm not into it. I'm really not. When my granddaughter was here, I went and bought her a bike. I said, listen, you ride the bike over at the track while I'm walking and running. You know, let's get out. Let's move. Let's do things. Let's go to the museum. Let's walk around. Let's go to the park. You see, let's go on the trail. It's so many things you can do, but kids are just, now they're so sedentary. They want to just sit and play these games and sit and text all day long. But it's up to us to show them that there's other ways, there's other means of activity and exercise that can really be fun, especially if the whole family is engaged. And that's another show, you know, engaging the whole family in awesome exercise. So it's a complete diameter of exercising, eating right, getting proper rest, everything. And also, if you notice that for some reason your child's appetite has begun to twane, then you may want to ask exactly what's going on with that as well. Because sometimes if a child is not eating, and you know normally that you have a child that likes to eat, then there could be something going on with that. So it's just always an awesome thing to engage in conversation. There's a recipe that my granddaughter just loved, and this recipe is so awesome. This is the last thing, supplements. I can't say enough about supplementing. And the supplement that I choose for my grandchildren is Juice Plus. There it is. And it's simply because there's independent studies published in peer-reviewed scientific journals that have demonstrated that Juice Plus delivers key nutrients that are absorbed by the body. What am I saying? It's bioavailable. It bridges the gap between what our child is eating and what our child should eat. Because, let's face it, no matter how much we teach them, how much we talk to them, how much we encourage them, how much we engage, sometimes they just get out there and they want to have some Twizzlers with a, you know what I'm saying? So it's just awesome. It's not a supplement. It's a whole food nutrient. It reduces oxidative stress. It strengthens the immune system. It helps to protect the DNA. It helps to promote cardiovascular wellness. And so many of our young people are having heart attacks. It's amazing. It reduces systematic inflammation, and it helps support healthy skin and gums. It's a known fact that children that take Juice Plus do better academically and athletically. So it's just a no-brainer. And what's so awesome about it, any adult that commits to taking Juice Plus, the child can get it free. Yep, I said free, for 3 years. The only thing the company wants to know, maybe once a year you'll get they'll want to ask you how your child, do you notice any changes in your child now that they've been taking Juice Plus? Are they eating more fruits and vegetables? Are they drinking more water? Are they doing better in school? Things like this. I shouldn't say absolutely free, because you pay like $1.75 or $2 for shipping, but that's it. Okay, so, you know, take a look at it. Go to my website, www.4yourgoodhealth.info, and click on Juice Plus and take a look at it. If you want to know more, give me a call at 734-895-1940. So that's just some good stuff on our children, helping our children to build, keep those immune system build up, okay? Also, this recipe. Now, this is a recipe that my child, my granddaughter, loves. And it's called, it's a kale chip. Now, you can do this recipe either in the oven or in a dehydrator. I have a dehydrator, so naturally we did it in the dehydrator, but it works just as well in the oven, and it's awesome. And now this recipe is from Tracy's website, realmoms.com. And all you do is, all you need is one bunch of organic curly kale, a little sea salt to taste, a little garlic powder to taste, and 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. And if you want to make it cheesy, then you can also add some nutritional yeast. You prepare your, you preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit, and you line a baking sheet with parchment paper, and you wash and dry the kale leaves, and you place a single layer on a baking sheet, and you sprinkle a little bit of sea salt on it. And you roast for 8 to 10 minutes until slightly browned and crispy. And then you drizzle with the lemon juice and serve. It is awesome. They will love it. They will absolutely love it. So, yeah, there's a nice recipe for that. Also tonight, I'd like to share with you some things concerning gardening. You know, it's not too late to put some seeds in the ground. We're in what's called zones. We have plant hardiness zones, and we're in zone 6. So that means that it's still time to get some things in the ground. And one thing that you can definitely put in the ground now is some Brussels sprouts. Now, you can do these if you have these from seedlings that you've already prepared, if you have some seeds already going and they're ready to go in the ground. But if not, then you can also put the seeds in the ground and do it like that. So that's another way of starting some seeds. But it's not too late, because let me share with you. You can do the Brussels sprouts, the broccoli, the cabbage, and the cauliflower. Now, these can also be directly sown, like I said, if you directly sown, I mean, in the ground. And other seeds that should be sown this month includes arugula, Asian green, collard, corn salad, endive, kale. You can. There's still time to put you some kale in, and also microgreens. Microgreens are awesome. Microgreens are when you make your little furrow and you put your seeds in. When your greens start to grow up, you have to thin them out. So those little greens that you thin out, those are the ones that you use, and they make awesome. You can throw those in your salad. Those are little microgreens. They're real tender, young baby greens. Okay? Also, it's time, you can still have time to put you some mustard greens in there, some onions, some peas, some radishes, rhubarb, all from seed. Also, Swiss chard and turnips. Now, it may be hard to find them. You can still order them from different companies such as Burpee. And I always suggest do the organic. I plan to have a above-ground garden next year. I got a little garlic and stuff like that. I really didn't have too much time to really involve myself in anything too much. But I'm still going to do me a little lettuce in containers. You can all make, listen, I have a friend that has a patio that is out of this world. I was at her home the other day, and I said, oh, I had to go out. I walked out on her patio, and I said, oh, my goodness. I could see me sitting here with different containers with different little onions and maybe one with some herbs and different things. I mean, just to sit out on her patio, it was absolutely marvelous. So don't think it's too late to get you some things in containers. Now, these crops take about 60 days to mature, and they should be planted in mid-August. And that's the things like, or even now it's not too late, being that we're in zone 6. Turnips, leeks, early carrots, Swiss chard, collards. Oh, the collards will be just nice. You know, that first frost we like for those collards to get? Winter cauliflower. And early cabbage is still time. Now, these crops take about 30 days to mature, and they can be planted up to mid-September. And these are root crops, and that's radishes and bunching onions. And for the leaf crops, broccoli, leaf lettuce, and spinach. It's still time to get you some in the ground or in containers. I just want to remind you guys that if you have a question or a comment tonight, please feel free to press option 1, number 1 on your telephone keypad, and you can come in and make your comment or ask any questions that you have to that you'd like to mention tonight. Also, I'd like to let you guys know that this month, it's still time to get your order in. If you haven't placed your order for Pure Herbs this month, you still have time. You know, the specials this month is the TW, the ACS, the all-cell salt. It's only in the liquid form, the old number 11, the Sanical, and the OCM. And the OCM is in the liquid only. So those are some of the herbs that's on sale. Now, they said that they're going to, in fact, they no longer carry the Big Five, the Big Five Plus Two, and the Arnica oil blend, and that's due to the FDA regulations. And they're also temporarily discontinuing the Joint Helper, the Bane Ease, and the sports cream. So there's some new and exciting things coming with Pure Herbs. So just stay tuned. You know, we've got some things happening right now with the FDA, but we've just got to maintain, and we got to be strong through this, and we have got to educate ourselves. We've got to educate ourselves, and we got to tell others. You see what I'm saying? That's why I'm just so excited about doing this show, because this is an opportunity for us to just come together and share information, share awesome information. Someone was asking me tonight, I got an email, and they asked me, they said, well, what could I use for, I'm having disc problems, and what could I use for that, you know? And I think I've had some herniated disc in fact, they say I have herniated disc in my neck. And there's a few herbs that I've used with tremendous success. One is the herbal adjustment. Another is the disc repair. It's called DSK, and it is an awesome herb for it if you have any problems with disc, DSK. So I would suggest checking that herb out. It's an awesome herb. Disc is the shock absorber pad between the vertebrae and the spine and the neck. So what this herb does, it introduces a calming, restorative influence to the disc and works to regenerate the structure. So I would highly recommend that herb. Also, there's another one, knit bone. Oh, I love knit bone. I love knit bone for any kind of problems with the bones and the disc and any the joints, anything like that. I just love it. I think it is an awesome herb to have on hand. Also, if you, a lot of people are telling me that they like the tinctures. They've been taking the capsules and they prefer the tinctures. Well, this month, if that's your case, then you will definitely want to check out that all cell salts in the liquid form and the OCM. Both of those are fantastic herbs, fantastic liquid tinctures. The all cell salts is one that I can't speak enough about. It's just if you're having any kind of symptoms with sugar, with yeast, you really want to check out that all cell salts, as well as there's another one. Escapes me at this time. At this time, but the all cell salts is excellent for that. It's a mineral, and you know the body has all of the 13 organic tissue salts that are found in the body, and this is why this herb is so. It's a combination. It has bladderwort. It has Atlantic kelp. It has arrowroot and Irish moss. And it helps to detoxify the cells. And a lot of times we don't do that. We think about everything but not ourselves. And these are organic minerals that the body can use, that the body can easily use. It breaks up the salt and the congestions in the cells and the fluid that surrounds them. So just check out that all cell salt. I take it regularly. I take it from time to time. And when I'm feeling sluggish, and I've had people say that they've had such an amazing result with all cell salts. It's just one amazing herb. Also, if you're interested in a herb for arthritis, there's so much arthritis. Every time I look around, somebody is talking about having trouble with arthritis. Then I can't speak enough about the green drink, and you'll find that recipe in the Pure Herbs book. It's called Green Drink, and also alfalfa. Alfalfa is just a wonderful herb for any type of arthritic condition that you may have, because it actually helps to alleviate the symptoms of any kind of arthritis, because it is a detoxifier. It helps to relieve tension. It relieves fluid retention, and it nourishes the bloodstream, and which in return promotes youthful and flexible joints. It even repairs the stomach. And it provides a balance of spectrum of vitamins and minerals. And you know what? Since I have been taking alfalfa, I don't even need a deodorant. I've heard people say that. I have a friend that says since she's been taking alfalfa and she's been taking it for quite some time, she said, you know, I don't really even need a deodorant. I find that to be very true. I heard Dr. Watkins say one time that his wife had bought him this awesome cologne. He said, but he noticed whenever he would put it on, a little while later, he couldn't smell it. And he wondered why. It was because of the alfalfa. It's a body deodorizer. So it was the perfume was just being eaten up. It was being gobbled up. You couldn't smell it. So that's why it's such an awesome I take alfalfa, if not every day, almost every day. It has an awesome storehouse of calcium and potassium and magnesium and phosphorus. And listen, if you're having problems sleeping, you want to get the best magnesium and potassium you can get into your body. And that comes from the alfalfa. I sleep like a baby. I'm in the bed normally by 9, except on the nights when I do the show or on the nights that I'm teaching. Then I take me a little nap, a little I call it a power nap, and then I can hang out until about 10, 10:30. But other than that, I'm in bed by 9, and I'm normally asleep by 9:30. I don't have any problems sleeping. And one of the reasons I truly believe is because of the awesome potassium and magnesium that I'm getting in my alfalfa. So just check it out. Check it out for yourself and see, you know, how you like it. I'd just like to encourage you guys to go to my website. Take a look around, www.4yourgoodhealth.info. We'll be starting classes up again in September, raw classes and herbal classes. So be sure to stay tuned. During the summer month, everybody's traveling, and there's not too much of a call for the classes. But September, the fall months and the winter months, is just amazing. So we're getting ready to start them back up again. So if you're interested, be sure to go to my website and let me know when it says contact us. Just shoot me an email and let me know that you are interested in the upcoming classes. And as soon as the schedule is out, we will make sure that you get it. And if there's any other thing that you're interested in, you know, let me know there on the website. Any other classes that you're interested in. We're going to be doing the Body Health 101 class. We're going to do that again because we had such an awesome review of that class. It was just awesome. So, you know, people want to know more now about how to take care of their bodies. They're not turning the care of their bodies over into the hands of a doctor anymore and say, oh, okay, doctor, you need this. Oh, okay. You know, well, why do I need that as opposed to this, you know? So, yeah, it pays to be an informed consumer. That's all. I hear that in New York they're calling for a boycott of silk almond milk. Because they're on board with you know who, trying to get the seeds off genetically engineered. So those are some things that's upcoming too. We got to know about that. So I don't know too much about the boycott right now. A friend of mine sent me an email on last night, and I didn't really get a chance to look it over too well, but I know they are calling for a boycott of soy, of silk almond milk, because they're on board with the genetically engineered almonds and things like that. So I'll know more about that next week to share with you. So if there's anything you'd like to share or discuss tonight before it's time to get out of here, don't wait until the last few minutes. We got about 5 minutes. So if there's anything that you'd like to know, if there's any questions you may have tonight, feel free to just press #1 on your telephone keypad, and you can come in and ask your question or make your comment or whatever it is you have to say or to do on this evening. Don't forget, next week, April Renee, and please invite somebody on. Please invite somebody on next week to listen in as she talks about the vaccination nation. You know, in fact, I'm sure my daughter will be on next week because she mentioned that she was going over my granddaughter's immunization records, and she saw where they had given her, when she was 6 months old, the HPV vaccine. And she, my daughter knew nothing of it. She was never asked. She was never told that this is what they were going to give her. And she said, I'm blown away by this. We have to ask. You know, years ago when Gary Young came out and started making statements about don't let them vaccinate our children, everybody thought he was crazy. They said, well, you know, people are going to be hostile. You know, people who are having their children vaccinated, they are really upset at the fact that there are some parents that are not allowing their children to be vaccinated. And he said, but why should the parents that have their children vaccinated be concerned? Because my child isn't. Isn't the vaccination supposed to protect your child? And that's something to think about. As it was stated, as April Renee said, the children that get the high incident of these diseases are the ones that have been vaccinated. Wow, what's up with that? So I just want to encourage you to invite somebody on next week. Let them know that April Renee from VIC, the Vaccine Information Coalition, is going to be back on with us next week. And have your questions ready. We have to know what's going on in these here United States, because there is truly a conspiracy, guys. There's a conspiracy going on, and we got to know about it. We've got to be more of a conscientious consumer, and I can't say that enough. We have to know what's going on. I'd just like to tell you once again that Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station right here on blogtalkradio.com/Poetic Energy Network Station. And they're doing a lot of great things here on Blog Talk Radio. This is actually the wave of the future. You know, we're going to see more and more people are using their computers, so why not? This is an awesome opportunity to share information, and it's in such an awesome and casual way. Wouldn't you agree? Okay, well, with that being said, if there's no questions, if there's nothing that you guys like to say tonight before we get ready to close it out, then we're going to do just that. I really appreciate you tuning in tonight, and come back next week and be with us again next week on Here's to Your Health. Have a wonderful evening and sweet dreams. Good night, everybody. Good night.